There is the church picnic. You'll see more information about the all-church picnic in your bulletin insert. It will be Sunday, July 25th, shelter number one. The picnic is at 5 p.m. Join us for a meal and bring something to share if you like. You'll see more information about the activities there. If you flip over your bulletin insert, there will also be the Stavanger Garden Tour. The Stavanger Garden Tour is Saturday, July 31st. You can meet at Stavanger Church at 9:30 to carpool, taking place at Garden Pleasures Nursery. For more information, you can contact Galen and Joy Mathieson. Other announcements, VBS. VBS coming up. VBS is for kids 4 years old and through fifth grade. It'll be on August 18th and 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. with a meal at 5:30 p.m. We do need helpers for this, for VBS. So if you're interested in helping out, please contact Joy. As you may notice, the offering plate is not passed around during the service. You can find that in the entryway. Are there any other announcements from the church? Well then, hear the call to worship from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us meditate upon those words as we take a moment of silence. As you are so able with the congregation, please rise as we worship in song. See the holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. is hide thee. Though the eye of sinfulness thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. Perfect in power, love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Our next hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. Yeah, we'll find the solace there.
We'll remain standing as we confess our sin together using the words on the bulletin. I will read under the heading Pastor. Please join in reading with me aloud under the heading Congregation. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake grant us forgiveness of all our sins by your Holy Spirit. True knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, we may come to everlasting life. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given His only Son to die for us, and for His sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on His name, He gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them His Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord, to us all. Amen. We will now confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed found in your bulletin or on the screen. Please read along with me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Let's pray. Holy Father, we gather here today praising your name. To you, Lord, we give all glory, honor, and praise. We lift up our voices to honor you, to sing to you, Lord, the amazing works you have done in our lives. Our Lord, our Creator, our Savior, you have redeemed us, and we look forward to your coming, Lord. Lord, we pray for the mission of the church, Lord. Pray for the missionaries abroad and all those who are called to take part in your mission, God. Strengthen the hands and feet of those who serve. Lord, we come to you with heavy hearts as we suffer along with those who suffer and grieve with those who grieve. And we ask for comfort. We ask for comfort for those who are in the hospital, who are undergoing these trials of surgery and care, knowing and trusting, Lord, that they're in good hands. We lift up Barb Thompson in her ongoing health struggle. We also lift up Eldora Monson. Lord, guide the hands of the surgeon, and we ask for successful surgery and to comfort her and the family in this time, and the time needed for recovery, Lord. Lord, in all things may we grow in the knowledge of you. We pray for rain, Lord, as the land is suffering, the crops are suffering, our farmers are suffering in this dry season, Lord. And yet we trust you, Lord. In this we trust you. And the wildfires going on in Canada, Lord, and other places around the world, God. Take it to you, God, that our faith may be strengthened as we trust you. Lord, we pray also as we gather together under the hearing of your word. We pray a special blessing over the sermon, that your word may speak to us, and that we might be open and receptive to hear from you, God. We thank you for this time. And now we, with one voice, pray the prayer that you taught us, the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At this time, I would like to welcome Pastor Eric Reese with today's message, a different kind of banquet from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 through 44.
Well, I'd like to invite up all of the children this morning for the children's sermon. So if you'd like, you can come and sit down right up here. Hey, guys. I'm feeling pretty hungry today. What do you guys say, instead of a children's sermon, what if we just share a meal together? Does that sound good? Do you guys want to share a meal? In fact, this meal is so tasty, I think we should share it with everyone here today. All right? So let's see. If I hand this to you, do you think you can pass it out to everyone? Do you think you can help pass out the food? Let's see what we got here. Here we go. I've got some food to share with everyone here. An M&M. A single M&M. Is that going to be enough? Is that enough food for everyone, Sippy? Can we share this with everyone? Yeah? Maybe if we had a super sharp knife, we could cut it up enough. No, this isn't nearly enough food to feed everyone here. That's ridiculous. One M&M? We can't even, all of us up here, we can't even share all of this. There's just not enough to go around. Oh, man. Now I feel pretty silly. This isn't enough food for everyone. Well, you know, this actually reminds me of a story in the Bible. Jesus and his disciples were really, really tired, and they just needed some rest. But as they got off of their boat, they found this huge crowd of people. And so these people just kept following Jesus around, and the day kept growing on and on, and the people started to get hungry. And so they needed food to feed this huge crowd. But when the disciples brought what food they had to Jesus, all they had was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Not nearly enough for a huge crowd. Just like this little M&M isn't enough to feed everyone here today. But you know what happened? Jesus took that little bit of food that they had, and he multiplied it so that everyone ate. And not only did they get something to eat, but they were all full and satisfied. Isn't that just like Jesus? In the face of hopelessness, Jesus makes it possible. Jesus makes the impossible happen. And he does it for us because he loves us. So I've actually got a secret. You know, I've actually got some real chocolate here. Here, do you want a Hershey's Kiss? Oh, sorry. I'll throw it at you. Want one for Sippy?
Sure.
Here you go.
Thank you.
All right. You guys can go be seated.
I know there are at least a couple of you out there who were hoping I'd multiply that M&M for all of us here today. I invite you to stand for our gospel reading today, which is found in Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 44. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. This is the word of God. You may be seated. Well, today's gospel reading is one of Jesus' most famous miracles. Other than his resurrection, the feeding of the 5,000 is the only miracle that we find in all 4 gospels. Our reading began, "The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught." If you remember earlier on in the chapter, Jesus had sent the 12 out 2 by 2, and he gave them authority over unclean spirits. And they went out and they proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out demons and they healed the sick. Well, now the apostles had completed this short-term missions trip, and they gathered around Jesus to tell him how it went. But their teaching and their healing did not go unnoticed. It caught the attention of many in the surrounding areas. Mark tells us that they didn't even have a chance to eat because of the sheer volume of people coming and going. So Jesus invites his disciples to go away with him to a quiet place so that they could get some rest. But many people recognized Jesus as he was leaving with his disciples, and they ran ahead on foot. Soon, the quiet place where Jesus and his apostles sought refuge was filled with a large crowd. The healing and teaching of Christ and his apostles drew attention to his power and his willingness to relieve the needy of their burdens. For this reason, the needy flocked to him. It reminds me of this story about a man who was walking his dog near a riverside path. And as he was walking, he looked down, and in the dirt, he saw something shiny. So he bent over and he scooped it up. It turned out to be an ancient gold penny. He brought it to a coin expert, who said that it was the single most important coin find in the last century. In fact, the man said he actually fell out of his chair when he realized what it was. The 1,200-year-old penny bore the image of an Anglo-Saxon king who ruled between 796 and 821 AD. There were 7 other similar coins in existence, but this was the only one from that time period. The coin was discovered back in 2001. However, the location of its discovery has never been disclosed. Why the secrecy? Because the authorities were worried that if the location of its discovery was disclosed, there would be this stampede of amateur treasure hunters, that it would start a gold rush in that area because this penny had been found. Well, we see one of those stampedes in our text today. The relentless pursuit of Jesus and his apostles by the crowd made it difficult to even stop and eat. Jesus had triggered a stampede of the needy because he had shown his power and his willingness to relieve the needy of their burden. Notice Jesus' reaction to this crowd. When he sees this large crowd, he has compassion on them. It says, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things and had them sit down in the green grass. You might notice that that sounds very similar to our psalm reading that we heard just earlier. Psalm 23, which begins, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures." Well, that's exactly what Jesus is doing here. He sees this crowd, and instead of being irritated or frustrated at their neediness, he has compassion on them. The word for compassion here is a really emotionally charged word. It refers to intestinal organs, which were believed at that time to be the seat of our emotion. Jesus saw these people as leaderless and needy, like sheep without a shepherd, and his compassion drove him to action. The theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer describes the plight of a people without a shepherd. He writes, "There were questions, but no answers. Distress, but no relief. Anguish of conscience, but no deliverance. Sin, but no forgiveness." Bonhoeffer asks, "What is the use of scribes, devotees of the law, preachers, and the rest, when there are no shepherds for the flock?" Jesus assumed the role of shepherd over this crowd. He did this in spite of all of the unbelief that he had encountered, in spite of his desire to withdraw from the public and just be alone with his disciples, because Jesus saw more than a mass of people. He saw the spiritual condition of those people. Sheep without a shepherd stray hopelessly and are bound to perish. He saw the fate of these people unless they were shepherded. The disciples didn't seem to share Jesus' enthusiasm for this crowd. They gather around Jesus and they remind him that they're out in the middle of nowhere. They remind him there's not a 7-Eleven on the corner, and it's starting to get very late. So they ask Jesus to send these people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and buy some food for themselves. Now, that's a perfectly reasonable request. Surely, Jesus wouldn't want this crowd to be burdened by their hunger. But Jesus answers them, "You give them something to eat." Now, it isn't revealed until the end, but we know that this crowd is more than 5,000 people. I need a bit of notice if I'm going to feed 5 people. So the disciples go and they see how much food they can rustle up, and they return with a measly 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. If I were one of the disciples, I would expect Jesus to see this small amount of food and to finally concede that feeding these people is pointless. Even if they could divide this food up, it would be meaningless. It would be such an insignificant amount for each person to receive. But that isn't what Jesus does. He takes the loaves and the fish, and he tells his disciples to direct the people to sit down in the green grass. because they were about to share a meal. Then he gave thanks and he broke the loaves, and he gave the loaves and the fish to his disciples to distribute to the people. And all ate, and all were satisfied. Jesus turned the desert into a banquet feast, one that was in stark contrast with Herod's lavish birthday banquet. Only Herod's high officials, his military commanders, and the leading men of Galilee could attend his banquet. It was a banquet for the distinguished, the important people. Jesus' banquet was open to anyone, and it was filled with the downtrodden, the suffering, the needy, the no ones. Herod's banquet was driven by selfish desire and lust. Christ's was driven by compassion for others. Herod's banquet culminated with the beheading of John the Baptist. Jesus' banquet culminated with the miraculous feeding and satisfaction of the multitude. This meal also recalls the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and their being fed in the desert. Jesus is a new and greater Moses, leading a new and greater exodus. Like Moses, Jesus feeds the people with teaching and with miraculous food. After God told Moses that he would not be leading the people into the promised land, that is, that Moses would not be the one to bring them into the promised land, Moses once again intercedes for Israel. He said, "May the Lord, the God who gives breath to all living things, appoint someone over this community to go out and come in before them. One who will lead them out and bring them in so that the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." Those words were fulfilled by Joshua, but ultimately they find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Christ has gone out before us in his living, in his dying, in his resurrection, that he might lead us through a greater exodus, not from slavery to others, but slavery to sin and death and the power of the devil. Like a shepherd, he cares for us and brings us into his fold, where we find life and abundance. So when you find yourself in a desolate place, when your situation feels hopeless, remember who your shepherd is. Know that he has compassion for you, and know that he came so that you might receive eternal life through him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, without your Son, we are like sheep without a shepherd. We thank you for sending Jesus that he might meet us in the midst of desolation and have compassion on us. Renew our hope in the good news of our salvation in him. In his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Eric. It is Mission Sunday here at Stavanger, and Stavanger Church partners with the Lutheran Brethren International Mission in bringing the good news to unreached people. We have a glimpse video that we'd like you to see called "I Am Fulbe." It is a glimpse into the Fulbe people, who they are, and our mission among them. Please take a look.
The Fulbe are one of the unreached people groups in Chad that LBIM is working with. They are a tribe who are renowned for their patient and reserved personality.
Kugalam demal. Tefa jalo, tefa pus mi wara mi rema mi maita be jungo amni biriji gauri bayeri maiwari gangalaji ay ngesa do ma jontani woni ko mi nangi do 34 e lebbi joyi to min yari gauri do min yamin joyi na suwal bikkol do be una be wada sondi be hokka inna bo ya kadi min yahara ledde hubba yite yaha defa wada nyiri hokka yimbe o wawi nyiri kam o wawi nyiri boddum ma li o kam hebi sarmod kusel nagge wadan hebay bo manda ndiyam albasa hauta wada be borkono hauta wada hali o man kalas pullo do lenyol mum fere e yo jonta do fulbe do nane do ladde do wodi ladde wala gese yo wala fitina be tokki ladde be yahi be jodi toy fu jam to hande do fitina duudi yimbe fu to ladde do a yaa hoda ma hoda do gesa jawmu gesa accata wada nini goddo bo yimbe do be yahi leydi fombina do bo nay do fu jabaama amma ha danyarde do daga ko be permel be danyi ma pullo kam be danyi fere taw minon kam min ummi daga hirna min wari haado minon kam barmaajo kam min andi ha lesdi busodoma barmaajo kam mi don tokki dina islama ye je yamin je fulbe amin do islama do mi don tokki mi don juula bo juulirde bo wodi munyal imanaku shemtudum hulu allah do kam fu jahangal man gotel yo isa do min mi anda ummi ha moy kam amma isa do bana onon ko nandi himbe japa kam fu huwan isa ni yo minon bo huwata isa bo na haram isa bo halal ni je yamin do bo halal ni.
Please pray for the Fulbe people, that their hearts would be drawn to learn about Jesus, and that they may discover who he is and believe in what he has done for them.
If you'd like to contribute to the mission, please designate your giving Mission Sunday. Thank you. And now, would the congregation please rise for our closing chorus? Go now in peace. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.